about friends of my friends, which automatically means they're wrong.
Oh. But some of your friends are here, Jeff.
Which scares me. I think it's an intervention.
I saw the film crew outside. We've all written letters to you, Jeff.
Oh, God. Don't do that.
And there's a white minivan waiting to carry you off.
I want to do a gospel song. You know, my Uncle Billy was a deacon at the Highland Heights Church of Christ. My grandmother was at church. If they unlocked the doors, she was the first person to walk in the door. I mean, she had some kind of alarm or something. I don't know what the deal was. She called the preacher up once because my little brother, my gay little brother, wanted to take her over to the Catholic Church Bazaar, and she was scared it was a sin to go to the flea market at the Catholic Church, you know, because they're idol worshipers, and we can't have it. And my little brother and his partner finally got her to go to Tunica, Mississippi, gambling. And I'm like, how in the hell did y'all do this? How did y'all get this church press woman? And they're like, we told her there was a buffet. Grandpa liked the buffet. But anyway, I remember sitting in church, and you know, and I'd hear the stories about stuff about Noah and Moses, you know, being lost in the desert for 40 years. And I think, you know, I'm like, the desert's not that goddamn big. How can you wander around for 40 fucking years? Yeah, you know, I didn't understand it. And I'm thinking about Noah being on the boat, you know, God telling him, hey, you need to pack up all your shit and go. And Noah's like, what? You know, build a boat. And Noah's like, what's a boat? You know, and I would have these questions, and I would ask, and I'd get in trouble. I remember asking about, well, there was Adam and Eve, and then there was Cain and Abel, right? And then Cain killed Abel, which meant there was nobody good left. Where do we all come from? Who was Cain, you know? Who did Cain marry? How did this happen, you know?
Oh, my God, he slept with his mother.
Oh, that probably happened. But you know what I really found out that's cool? There's Noah's Ken was named Jethro. So I'm named after some. Then there's people of Ham that are supposed to be giants. Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, I got to thinking about all this one day, and this is where this weird ass song comes from. Living was easy in the Garden of Eden. Rent control, free food there for the eating. Then the serpent showed up with some forbidden fruit. They took a little bite, and then they knew the truth. Lord, he showed up with an eviction note. He said, Adam and Eve, it's time to get your shit go. Get your shit and go, children. Get your shit and go. Y'all ain't welcome here no more. Get your shit and go. Don't be hanging around my door. Just get your shit and go. God said, Noah, God, build me a boat. Start gathering up the things you want to keep that do not float. Gather up my creatures and load them two by two. You better get the moving, son. You've got some work to do. Lord, inside this world was a wicked, evil place, and it was time to pull a handle, flush it all away. He said, get your shit and go, Noah. Get your shit and go. We ain't welcome here no more. Get your shit and go. Don't be hanging around that door. Just get your shit and go. Thank you. Moses told Pharaoh, I'm about to set my people free for my Lord. He lays a trip on you like you ain't never seen. You turn the water into blood, make frogs fall from the sky. He'll stop, son, he'll send some blood, his kids begin to die. Pharaoh came to Moses, had his hat held in his hand, said, gather up your people, get the hell off of my land. He said, get your shit and go, Moses, get your shit and go, y'all ain't welcome here no more. Get your shit and go, don't be hanging around my door. Get your shit and go. Blows his horn, you better hope you've been living right. You curse the day you're born. Heaven's gates will be open with the streets that are paved with gold. The righteous have a home up there, they never will grow old. But the wicked won't be welcome, and heaven they can't stay. They'll lock the doors and shut the gates and send you away. They'll say, get your shit and go, Santa. Get your shit and go, y'all ain't welcome here no more. Get your shit and go, don't be hanging around that door. Get your shit and go. Get your shit and go, sinners. Get your shit and go, y'all ain't welcome here no more. Get your shit and go, don't be hanging around that door.